Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. I want you to come into alignment with the gifts that God has given you. I want to help get you to unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, I am here to give you that inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes that abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. So buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. What's up, bitches? Happy Friday. I am going to bring an episode to you about radical acceptance, okay? Why are we going to talk about radical acceptance? Because I want you to learn to foster that inner peace. I want you to start flexing your muscles and building that resilience. And really, this is a great move for your personal growth. So this episode, I want you to take it to heart. I want you to take some of these tools and use it over the weekend. Okay. How does, you know, radical acceptance, this means like we just accept what is happening, right? Like we cannot control the world around us, but we can control our reactions. We can control our response. Okay. So radical acceptance allows people to fully acknowledge and accept their own emotions, even the difficult ones, without judgment or resistance. Okay. This is emotional liberation. This acceptance literally, it liberates you from that struggle against reality. And this is leading to that greater sense of, you know, emotional freedom. So emotional liberation, I think, is really important if you are going to, you know, have radical acceptance, because you want to free yourself from the chains that you have, that hold that you have on emotions that you have stuck to, that you have just held on to. You've allowed them to define who you are and to create, you know, their own space within you, which is sometimes not really healthy. But if you really want to have that inner peace, emotional liberation is that acceptance of your emotions without judgment, without resistance, just letting them be what they are. That's how you find that tranquility, even, you know, in the face of life's biggest challenges. When you are liberated from your emotions, this is a huge increase in authenticity. You really are at the core who you are, because you're free to express yourself authentically without the fear of judgment or rejection. So not only are you going to deepen a relationship with yourself, but this is literally going to help you deepen those connections with other people. And it helps you lead to a more fulfilling social life, because you're not out here just cynical against the world, harboring negative emotions, building judgments, because as long as you're judging other people, I guarantee that there's an inward judgment there. But you know, liberating yourself from your emotions, this is going to enable you to bounce back from setbacks, to be able to handle adversity, which it's going to come. You are literally better equipped to navigate ups and downs with grace and resilience. You're going to be, you know, improving your relationships when you accept your own emotions and experiences. You become more empathetic. You become understanding towards other people. This is going to foster healthier and more fulfilling relationships built on a solid foundation of trust and mutual respect. And imagine having these things. You're going to, you know, being liberated from your emotions means that stress and anxiety no longer define your existence on this earth. Okay. You don't have to carry the burden of suppressing or, you know, even denying your emotions. That leads to chronic stress and anxiety, because if you're trying to like just ignore what's really going on inside of you instead of just letting it be, you're not managing this. You're not leading to a greater sense of calm or well-being. But getting into that feeling of like emotional liberation, this is going to enhance, you know, self-confidence, because you're going to be amping up your self-awareness and your self-acceptance. Okay. That breeds confidence in you and your abilities. It's going to empower you to pursue your goals and your dreams with conviction. You're going to have greater joy and fulfillment. That emotional liberation is literally the key to your freedom. And when you have radical acceptance of everything going on around you, when you start accepting things as they are, rather than fighting against them, because how many of us are doing that because we're trying to control everything? We're controlling, you know, situations, we're controlling how people view things. It's all that little bit of narcissistic tendencies that we have is trying to control how people see things, right? How people react to things, what's happening around us. People can reduce stress and anxiety associated with trying to control the uncontrollable. Absolutely, you're going to have greater mental well-being and you're going to have a more relaxed state of mind. Radical acceptance, when you free yourself from your own prison of emotions, just having that acceptance around people, you're going to start viewing things with more empathy and understanding in all of your relationships, okay? It allows individuals to accept other people as they are, and that's how you can foster those deeper connections. It's how you reduce the conflicts born out of unrealistic expectations. How many of you guys are still living on the foundation of having expectations of other people? That's it. You can't have expectations of other people. And I live that, especially if you are trying to have hopes and dreams and you talk to your family about that, you cannot have the expectation of being supported. Like, that is not a possibility. Okay. You have to be able to own your own emotion, your own dreams, your own hopes. And I have learned not to expect anything. The last people that are going, you know, to be in my corner, that would be my family. Outside of Benjamin, as a husband, I think it's his job and his duty to just say, yes, honey, go for it. Yes, honey, go for it. Do it. That sounds awesome. Go for it. That's why the podcast is here, right? But I keep a lot of these things at the core to myself because I want to own the emotion and the journey and the experience on my own without outside influence. I don't want to have this expectation like, as your family, shouldn't they love and support you unconditionally? Right? No, that it doesn't work like that. In fact, in my experience, it hasn't worked like that for myself and a lot of clients. But when you can accept your own emotions, there is just this sudden desire just to release the expectations. Like, you get it, right? People grow through what they go through. If you can be so solid in who you are and what you feel and your experience and your choices, just empowered, 100% empowered. Okay. It is so much easier to accept the inevitable ups and downs. Okay. People become more resilient in the face of whatever is coming at them. This is how you develop that strength to bounce back from setbacks. And that's how you keep moving forward. Just in the lifetime of this podcast, you guys have seen ups and downs in my life. Insanely so. Okay. Most people quit after the first few knockdowns. But the more you flex that resilience, the more you can keep moving forward. And you've seen that. I have every excuse and every reason to want to quit anything and everything. We all do. If you want to look for those reasons, you're going to find them every single time. But if you can expand this idea and exercise radical acceptance, this involves extending compassion towards yourself, flaws and all. Everything. Self-compassion cultivates a sense of worthiness. This is going to bring you inner peace when you have that incredible sense of knowing your worth. And honestly, the more, you know, I read the Bible, the closer I get to what Jesus went through for us, I have that sudden worthiness. Like, none of us are worthy, but we are because of him, if that makes sense. And it makes it so much easier to practice that radical acceptance. Like, we're all fucked. Okay. We're all sinners. We all fall short. That's literally why that man came and did what he did. Okay. And he did that for you. You guys tend to make your problems bigger than what Jesus did for us. You know, you think that in your little world, that the shit that doesn't feel right or is fucked up means more than what Christ literally did for you guys. That sucks. You've got to wake up and you need to have a come to Jesus talk with yourself. Okay. Have some self-compassion. And having that compassion for yourself, I don't care where you are in life. You have no right to judge where anybody is or what they have done because you don't fucking know. You don't know what they went through. You don't know, you know, what their mindset, you just don't know. We're not there to judge. Your job is to love yourself wholly and completely and to be a light of grace and compassion and patience to be able to let other people grow through what they have to go through. And when you can accept what you can't change, it is like you break those chains on the endless cycle of rumination and regret. This is going to be what allows you to live fully in the present moment. That's how you can experience that greater joy, that contentment. And how? I mean, when you're not ruminating on bullshit, okay, because rumination, this is where we're just letting those negative thought patterns run free. Okay, this is what's contributing to our anxiety, to depression, other issues. When you break free from rumination, you're literally giving yourself the freedom and it's some improved, you know, mental well-being. It reduces any symptoms of psychological distress. You got to stop sticking to the bullshit story. Are you the person that finds the negative in everything? I have a family member that does this and I don't get it. Like every phone call is about a memory of something terrible that happened. Do you remember when? Do you remember when? And it's all negative. And she ruminates over the past events. And she's in this cycle of completely worrying about shit in the future. There's no peace in the current reality or the present moment because she is stuck on those stories. And I live the same experience, okay? I live the same experience. I have a different perspective. Why would I stay there? Why would I stay in the past? Why would you keep yourself chained up to a past event for what? For what? Free yourself from that. Who are you today and who are you going to be in spite of that? Literally, same experiences. And I walked away with a different perspective. I know you guys have heard that story about the two brothers who grew up with an alcoholic father. One of the boys grew up very successful, never drank alcohol. The other one drank himself to death. Same father. And the same thing when they had a successful father. One of the sons, very successful, did the things. The other one drank himself to death. It happens. It's a perspective. We all get to choose. You're not obligated to stay where anybody wants to stay. And I know I was on this mentorship call the other night, and we were sharing like some of our fears. And one of the fears that someone had about success was being afraid to leave people behind. How many of us are doing that just in our everyday life? Not necessarily business, but I mean, in everyday life, you're afraid to grow and you think you have to stay this person to keep other people feeling comfortable and safe. And that's not true. Nobody in this life is going to make it through being perfect. Okay. One person did that for us. Nobody's going to get it right 100% of the time. Everybody's going to fuck up, okay? Everybody's going to have some shit in their childhood they're sad about. You want to stay there, it's going to cost you. And it's going to cost you all of that present moment joy and peace. And it's going to cost you creating a future that you love. Because if you're stuck on your bullshit past, you're creating a future out of resentment, anger, hate. And how is that going to feel in your body? You're going to fuck yourself up, babe. You have to let this shit go. Ruminating is going to aid you. And if you can be free from that, imagine your productivity. Imagine that. Because if you're just sitting there ruminating over the past events or worrying about what's happening in the future, that consumes a lot of energy and it's going to detract from any ability to focus on that present moment. If you want to focus on tasks at hand, if you want to concentrate and really be in the moment, then you're going to stop ruminating on bullshit. It's going to cloud your judgment. It impairs your ability to make clear, rational decisions. You do things out of hate and angst and anger. Shut people out. How does that feel? Because at the end of the night, the people you're shutting out, if they have chosen to move forward, they're sleeping well at night. And this person in my life is literally making the conscious choice to not heal. Very proud and stubborn of that fact. Yep. Yep. I'm going to stay there. Nope. Not going to heal it. Yep. Like it is a literal choice. Like she's hurting everybody else but herself. And what is the truth, you guys? What is the truth? She's drinking the poison. Nobody else is fucked up. People are moving on. When you choose to stay there, as much as misery loves company, as much as you want people to sign off on your bullshit, at the end of the day, you're going to have to face your own choices by yourself. And what then? We get one meat suit, y'all. You don't get a do-over, you know? Staying in that place is going to strain your relationships. You know, that's where we're going to build that resentment and hostility. When you can let go of the grievances and communicate with other people, that's how you foster the relationships. And don't force it. I'm not going to force healing on someone who doesn't want that to be an option. If you want to stay in the past, love and respect, babe, go ahead. You're only hurting yourself. I'm not staying there. I'm not going to go there every time we have a conversation. I've brought myself to this great place where I can forgive people that will never, ever, 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 ever apologize to me. Ever. I forgive them because if I don't, I make myself sick. I ruminate on bullshit. I can't be in the present moment. I can't grow. I can't find peace. I never thought I would be in a place where I could have emotional equilibrium. No matter what comes at me, I'm there. Do I still get my feelings hurt? Come on, babe. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I still get pissed off? Ugh, yes. Do I still roll my eyes at the 75th time my name was said for no reason other than the kid just to say it for whatever reason? Of course. But there's not a bunch of emotion behind that. I don't become that. I don't become the person who's angry. I learned that. I heard a lot of people being that person. We get a chance. Every lesson you go through is a chance to grow. And if you don't grow, you're going to repeat the fucking cycle over and over and over. Every decade, you're going to repeat the cycle till you learn. I had a wake-up call. I was repeating cycles, repeating traumas. You don't break a generational curse by just cutting everybody off and not communicating, not talking. That doesn't change anything. You have to do the inner work. You want to cultivate that greater mindfulness, a greater presence. You want to have that deep appreciation of life. Then you've got to be free from ruminating on the bullshit. And if you're not ruminating, you're able to accept the shit that's around you. And people that are not experiencing radical acceptance are the ones that are bitching that nothing is the way they want it to be. They complain about every situation. It's not fair. And you know what they do? They judge situations and people. Does this sound like you? Because that's it. Radical acceptance means accepting people and situations as they are. If I choose to keep people in my life that don't want to move forward on healing, that don't want to have a close relationship with me, then I accept that. I'm not going to lose sleep over that. I'm not going to force it on people. I accept it as it is. I understand that everybody has a choice to make. I don't care if you're 20 or 80. That's it. And so many people confuse acceptance with approval, and that's not accurate. Accepting the reality of a situation means that you're moving beyond judging it and you're looking for solutions. Do I set the boundaries? Absolutely. I will not spend time with people that try to keep me in the past. When I feel that resentment energy, I will not be around those people. That's it. And I sleep great at night. You guys, I sleep like a fucking log. Like, I don't have shit that keeps me up at night because I don't ruminate on other people's bullshit. I don't ruminate on my past bullshit. Instead of crying and whining because it's raining, just look for a fucking umbrella. That's it. Instead of crying over a lost job, make a plan to find a new job. You have to learn to recognize what you can and can't control. Isn't that part of the 12 steps? is to accept the things you cannot change and change the things you can. You have to understand the pain that a lack of acceptance creates, okay? Because refusing to accept all of this is just a recipe for misery. You're never going to progress. You're never going to grow. What are you going to do if you stay exactly where you are? Imagine that right now. I want you to picture yourself a year from now, exactly where you are. Are you happy? I want you to be fucking uncomfortable with that. I want you to walk away from this episode just not feeling great, because I want you to call yourself out on your bullshit. And I want it to be the kind of not feeling great that is just unsettling, where you know you have to come back and you have to re-listen because you know you have some choices to make. You have some changes to make. You have to acknowledge the reality of your situation. Identify the reality of where you are. Accept it, forgive yourself, and move on. If you're thinking about the past or you're worried about the future, that's not radical acceptance. And if you are accepting it, you can't judge it, because you can't accept something and judge it at the same time. Judging means that you're deciding whether it's good or bad. Fuck Luck Bitches is a really great book because I talk about this. I talk about, is it good luck? Is it bad luck? Why do we have to define that? Stop labeling it. It just is. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be bad. There's no positive or negative. It just is. There is no judgment. And I give a lot of examples in that book about situations where people have had to come into question, where people are like, oh, you're so lucky. Oh, you're not so lucky. But everything worked out for a greater reason. Everything works out in your favor. But if you are ruminating on your bullshit, you think the world is out to get you. Why has this always happened to me? My 9-year-old lost her game today. It's funny because I was in the car driving home from this game. I'm like, I don't know what to talk about tonight. And my daughter's like, talk about my game. And my other girls were like, talk about her game. I wasn't going to talk about her game. But the truth is, yes. Because she's like, why am I having such bad luck? Like, she had a bad game. It sucked. She didn't get one single hit, struck out 3 times, got hurt, then poked her eye and poked her eye again. Like, it just, it's not about good or bad, okay? It was just a game. We can learn from it and be bitter, or we can figure out where do we need to practice and how do we get better. She just needs the practice. I asked her, do you think at 9 years old, this is her second season of softball, that you should know exactly what to do and never mess up? And she said, yes. Y'all, that pressure does not come from me. I'm like, have a good time. I'm not a sports kid. I'm just not there anymore. I've learned to play in makeup and do other things, okay? I'm like, have a great time. Don't get mad at other people. She said, the ump just liked the other team better, so he fixed the balls, when literally it's a pitching machine, you know? I'm like, no, babe, that's not what happened. They just outplayed you. People could say, oh, that's bad. I say it doesn't have to be good or bad, because now we know what you need to work on. What do you want to work on the most? What was your biggest mistake in the game? Ask yourself that every day. What was my biggest mistake today? So that you know tomorrow you have a do-over and you don't fuck up again. You work it in your favor. You learn, you grow, you polish it up, you flex your muscles, you get your skills, whatever that is. You don't have to live with your situation, okay? That's not what radical acceptance is when you're evaluating something in a non-judgmental way. You get to just take action. It's a very subtle difference, because you can love and accept your situation but not want to stay there. There's a lot of things in my life that I'm very grateful and accepting of, but I'm not going to stay here, babe. That doesn't make it good or bad. I'm just moving. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses, okay? You have to accept everything about yourself. You are worthy. This is where you're going to discover that peace you've never experienced before. We're going to radically accept this shit, okay? Radically accept that your spouse is the way they are and you don't have to stay there. Radically accept that, you know, I don't know, whatever it is in your life, you make this personal for you. What is going on that you know you have to accept that you cannot change, and you cannot change people? You can't. I know we try because it makes us feel some kind of way, but the truth is people are as they are. Radical acceptance is easy and challenging. It can be the easiest. You just stop judging, accept reality, and then take appropriate action. Start small. Do it with something this weekend. I want you to just find something, and I want you to just know and lean into accepting it. No judging. We're not calling it good or bad. We're not becoming a victim. We're not feeling sorry for ourselves. We're not pretending that the world is out to get us, because everything will work in your favor if you wake the fuck up. Okay? That's it. I just want you to wake up. Have the radical acceptance. This is how you get to that place where you find that peace. Am I still like a little kid with a tantrum inside sometimes? Absolutely. But can I allow myself the tantrum without it becoming something? Yeah. Absolutely. How can I grow through this? Every situation is how can I grow through this? How can I move and grow through this? And the greatest thing, because I am building this solid relationship with God, is that I ask myself, how can I grow through this with love? Okay? Because the human part of us wants that resentment. We want to make people pay. They're not going to pay. There's no one in the world that has done wrong to me that is losing sleep over that right now. So me losing sleep over it, wanting them to feel bad, who's going to get sick? Okay? I love you, but nobody cares about you, babe. This is you for you. This is you fighting for your life out here. This is you fighting for that peace and that joy. That's why you came here for this experience in the first place. You want a little bit of love, a little bit of peace, a little bit of joy, a little bit of heaven on earth. You get to create that. It is in your power. It is in your power. Or go on thinking that your problems are bigger than what Jesus did for you, because that's going to look good on you at the end of the day, right? No. No. Radical acceptance. Stop ruminating. And listen, bitch. I don't even know where my outro is. I was about to do this cool spiel to say goodbye, but really, I'm just going to say dream big. You're literally in the arena. Life doesn't do a timeout so that you can get comfortable and cozy and have everything feeling to your liking, okay? We create our own resistance. Be kind to yourself. I believe in you. I love you, and I'm holding space for you to get your shit together and to love yourself. That's it. I wish I had a me 20 years ago. I wish I had a me today. I wish I had a hype man that was in my ear that said exactly what I say to myself. I wish I had that. If I could stand to listen to my voice, I'd replay the podcast episodes, right? Come on, man. You're here. This is not a mistake. You're exactly where you need to be. No one's going to do this for you. You're going to step up. You're going to swing for the ball, and you're going to knock that bitch out of the park. Love you.